This is a CHLY and CVOX news update. Mars Wildlife Rescue Center in Merville is building a new mews for resident raven Cora. Ambassador animals such as Cora are ones that cannot be released back to the wild due to their injuries and are docile enough to be safe with guests who visit the rescue center to learn about wildlife. According to an update on the Mars website, the injured raven was brought to the center when she was in need of intense rehabilitation, and after months of care was deemed unreleasable by vets due to her poor eyesight. Because the raven was found to be docile and curious towards humans, the center says staff decided she would be a good fit for their ambassador program in early 2024 and gave her the name Cora. Now Mars is beginning production on a large habitat for the raven to live in. The mews construction began on Monday with a volunteer party to clear ground, remove invasive plant species, and pour a concrete foundation. The next step will be another work party to build a fence. Progress will continue into the spring, and the full project is expected to be completed in about 3 months. Mars started as an exclusively avian rescue center, but expanded beyond birds to all wildlife when current director Warren Wartig brought his experience to the team. Wartig says the rescue center has one simple rule for who not to take in.
General rule of thumb, if it can kill you, then we don't try and capture them.
While the goal of the rescue center is to heal and release wild animals, not every creature is able to be helped, and of those that survive, not all are safe for release. Wartig says the average survival rate for wildlife care hospitals across Canada is 30%, and that Mars has achieved 33%, which he says is remarkable.
Especially with birds, if you can capture a large bird like an eagle or a hawk by hand, that means they've been injured or sick for a very long period of time, and they just fluff themselves up to look like they're still healthy and tough.
Wartig says that 2024 was a particularly difficult year with the avian flu, something that is picked up during migration and easily transmitted between animals, so those numbers may be down. Wartig says that education is a major part of the work done at Mars.
At least half of our mandate is education.
He says that ambassador animals like the raven Cora increase that education.
We've had 3- and 4-year-olds name off all of our ambassador birds. And come back and remember them and ask about them. So it's quite heartwarming sometimes.
From helping to construct new habitats like Cora's raven mews to raising mealworms or washing laundry, Wartig says there is always lots for volunteers to do. Mars Rescue says if you find an animal you think is injured, don't touch. Wait, watch, call. Details of what to watch for can be found on the Mars website, and if you find an animal you believe to be in distress, the center urges citizens to call the Mars helpline at 250-337-2021 before attempting a rescue. People interested in volunteering, booking a tour, or learning more about the raven Cora and protecting local wildlife can find more information online at marswildliferescue.com or on the Mars Wildlife Rescue Center Facebook page. For CHLY and CVOX News, this is Heather Watson.
This report, in partnership with CVOX, was made possible with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs program, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.